take the cup and pour it in the saucer to drink, and he drank his coffee from the saucer. Well, I did everything my grandfather did. So until I was grown and married and still would do it if I was by myself, I would drink my coffee out of my saucer. Well, I read a book a few years ago written by Bristow, who writes historical novels, and she follows the customs very closely. And this was in the southern part of Mississippi or the northern part of Louisiana, in that area. And the family had acquired quite a bit of wealth and was living very pretentiously. And she went to visit one of her neighbors, and she said, "Oh, just imagine," said, "her dishes did not have the cup saucer." And I got to inquiring about this, because I remember Grandma had a set of dishes, and they had little plates that we always thought was the doll dishes, you know, little bitty things. And this was proper in a period of time. You sauced your coffee. The saucers were very deep. I remember, you know, you couldn't saucer any coffee in a saucer as you have now. And then you put your cup in the little cup saucer. And it was very proper.
I see. Fashions change. Yeah. In fact, it'd probably be better for you if you poured it out.
And I still don't want my coffee hot. Uh-huh. I still cool it down, because that's the way I like to drink it with Papa. I thought that was fascinating.
Now, what was the term? Saucer?
It's saucer your coffee.
Saucer your coffee.
Yeah.
Very good. How did you drink water at the table? Did you have a set of glasses? Or?
Water glasses.
Mm-hmm.
In this area, if you were buying a fine crystal or a medium crystal, you would have the water glasses and you would have the iced tea glasses. They are different. And when I lived in New England, they do not serve iced tea, you know. So they were not familiar with the two types of glasses.
I see.
At least the family was not. They were very interested.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned having a drop of whiskey in your boiled custard for Christmas. What names, serious or joking, would you have for homemade whiskey or homemade beer or liquor of any kind?
Well, now, none was ever made at my house, but they, during the days of Prohibition, they had whiskey, which you could get. Papa always had whiskey. It was used medicinally. If you were sick, you had a hot toddy for the flu. You know, that was... Did you ever have a hot toddy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're good. But as children, we had a hot toddy that was for bad colds, flu, or what have you. Our grandma would put peppermint stick candy in a glass and pour whiskey over it and seal it down, and the whiskey all melt down and made a syrupy drink. It was real good cough medicine. Mm-hmm. And it was used medicinally, but it was bootleg whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Did they call it white
light? Well, yes. Now, where they had this, in the distills where they had this green whiskey was called white lightning. Call something else too.
And a white lightning would be fairly good whiskey.
Oh yeah, it was about 110 proof.
But I mean, it was safe to drink.
It was safe to drink. Let me see now.